Dairy Farming Pitfalls. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Dairy farmers may be getting some higher prices this year, but they are also feeling pressures from high cost and lots of competition. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
We used to be able to plan on a fairly stable price for our product, but this day and time, I mean, it's just hills and valleys.
This is Paul House, a dairy producer in Noakesville, Virginia. He recently drove me around the hills and valleys of his farm right in the middle of the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Luckily for him, this year, as far as prices go, there's a big hill. As Agriculture Department Chief Economist Keith Collins puts it so simply,
slow growth in milk production plus strong demand is driving prices way up.
Paul House and other dairy producers across the country are getting record high prices far above last year, but USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Vange says,
even with the high prices, dairy producers are saying, of course, that they've not been real happy with their returns owing to the sharply increased prices for corn and soybeans.
Again, Dairyman Paul House.
With those grain prices moving up, and particularly corn, that's really going to put a pinch. They're already having a pinch with the fuel prices and that type of thing, with what they've done here in the last year or so. So farmers have been under a strain with that, dairy farmers in particular.
Now, Paul is lucky in that he grows most of his own grain, but it takes fuel to grow it and to do almost everything else on the farm.
It's just astounding. I could go back and look 3 years ago, and we probably spent $40,000 in diesel fuel that year.
Last year, the diesel bill was well over $126,000.
So it's working on the profits, no doubt about it.
This has already driven many dairy producers out of the business. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And farmers also face encroaching housing developments, too, with urbanization becoming a real threat to their continued existence. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.